flags are whooping from the east. I think I smell the lake. I'm right along the left field line, so close I'm almost in play. Game six, my team's ahead by three. It seems the die is cast. The rowdy crowd is hungry for a title long at last. The visitors take their last swings. I've polished off my beer. A foul tip in my direction, I could catch a souvenir. We reach as one to grab it as the fielder's glove grows close and the crowd yells no. And now I can't go. Idling outside my house, I'm half a block away. I see the camera crews camped out there, laying there in wait. I take a giant breath and turn that steering wheel around. I head out toward the interstate and drive on out of town. I don't know where I'm going, any place but here. I fade into the traffic as the skyline disappears. My mistake was honest. How could I have known? And the crowd yells no. And I can't go home. I drive my car as far south as the interstate will go. Get myself a fake ID and buy a few new clothes. I try to lose my glasses, shave my head and grow a beard. I get a job washing dishes where no one smells my fear. But I can barely see a thing, and man, I miss my hair. And though the world is all a blur, I see a young boy stare. I know you from somewhere. Man, I should have known. And the crowd yells no. And I can't go home. So I head out to the airport, all my savings in my hand. And I ask the agent, take me to the furthest foreign land. And I step onto that airplane, my hand over my face, and it whisks me away to a sand and camel kind of place, where no one's heard of baseball, or at least they shouldn't care. And I duck into a hookah lounge where the ethno-techno music blares, but the belly dancer stares at me with a look that says, you'll have to go, and the crowd yells no. Can't go home. So I find the monastery and I pledge myself to God. I cast off all my possessions, I wear away robe and some clogs, and I take a vow of silence, grow a beard, way to my knees. And even though they aren't talking, I can see them stare at me. I go up to my room and I curl into a ball, and I cry to God to take me home, and I'm already gone. I hear a knock upon the door and I shout, leave me alone, and the crowd yells no. I can't go home. Said, I know what it's like to watch them spit on your good name for the sin of having dropped the ball in a little baseball game. There are thieves and ruthless murderers who have gotten off scot-free. The things that you and I did look pretty small to me. Yes, we had our moments, but so much more went wrong. It's time for you to take your stand in the place where you belong. I hate to see a good man like you walk this world alone. And please come home. Please come home. So I shave that beard and I pack that case. I don't even say goodbye. Take a taxi to the airport with purpose in my eye, and I step onto that airplane and we fly above the sea, and he's waiting there just like he said, just beyond security, and he leads me to his Volvo, and that skyline brought a thrill. He rolled down the windows and I could feel that April chill. Feel my heart pounding as the highway brought us close. I whispered no, but he said, let's go home. Then he parks that car mere blocks away and he pops open the hatch. He pulls out two team jerseys with our names stitched in the back. Shoulder, and we walk on toward that game, and the pretzel man shouts, sorry man, you shouldn't bear the blame. Then everyone was staring at him and then at me, and then they started clapping and they parted like the sea. We walked through that gate and up the ramp, that emerald diamond glowed. And the usher smiled, hello, said, welcome home.